Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
On Monday the 23rd of December, I had a phone call from Eddie Cassidy of the Examiner informing me that there had been a murder in Tormore and asking me to go and try and find the scene ahead of him.
So you went to the scene?
I did.
And had you any previous knowledge of this woman? Had you met her before? Were you acquainted with her? Had you seen her before?
I had never met her. I had never been introduced to her. I had never spoken to her. I had knowledge of her in as much that about 2 years ago in the spring, I was nearby with a neighbour of hers who pointed her out to me.
But other than that, no contact of any kind?
That's correct.
Now, you were arrested and held for questioning earlier this week, and you were held for the maximum time allowed by the Gardaí. Was this the first indication you had that the Gardaí had some suspicions about you?
They took a hair sample from me on New Year's Day, nearly 7 weeks ago now. I gave my hair quite willingly because the Gardaí had let it be known that there was hair found in the hand of the dead woman.
But of all the people in West Cork, why would they pick on you to
give
her
hair? Well, they didn't pick on me individually. They took hair from a number of other people, at least eight people to my knowledge, a number of them women.
There have been reports that you had suffered some facial and hand injuries
Yes, I've heard that too. And it's quite interesting. On the Sunday before, which was the 22nd, down here in West Cork, we grow our own turkeys, shall we say. And it was my job to kill three turkeys for the Christmas table.
And that's how you got your injuries?
Well, I got a little bit of scratching and certainly some blood on me. But then I cut down a Christmas tree and had more scratches from doing that.
So you reckon that somebody reported the fact that you had evidence of scratching and some blood on you to the Gardaí,
yes,
and this could have pointed the finger at you?
Well, there was a certain one Gardaí in particular. I remember him looking at me and looking at my arms, and he had an immediate suspicion that I was the killer.
One of the things which is a bit irregular, now I mentioned the precedent set in the wake of the killing of Veronica Guerin, but one of the things which is pretty irregular is the fact that your identity was made known almost immediately.
That's quite astonishing. I mean, I noticed yesterday in the Examiner on page one that the Garda Síochána had gone to lengths to deny that they had released my identity to the press. When I arrived at Bandon Barrack, the press photographers were already waiting. Somebody had tipped them off. The fact that somebody was being brought in and the identity of that person was released to the press. I didn't release my identity.
But I mean, if you were seen by people, you would be identifiable, having lived in West Cork for quite a while.
I would.
And people would say, oh yes, we know who he is.
Okay, but why was I named?
Well, that really is down to the editors of the papers involved. As I say, it is very unusual and very irregular for this to happen, but maybe they can come back at me and quote lots of precedents where it did occur. The kind of media attention you've had, some of the details about your personal life have been revealed.
Haven't they?
That there was some sort of complaint to the Gardaí on foot of a domestic row that you had.
Where did that information come from, Pat?
This is in the Cork Examiner this morning, the Examiner, as they now call it.
Right. Oh, the paper.
The paper. And something about your former wife having some claims about you.
Where I don't know where these... who's releasing these facts to the media? I'm not releasing them.
If it should happen that you are charged, as a seasoned journalist, what do you think this kind of coverage would do to your case, though?
I think if my solicitor was with me now, he would tell me not to comment. I'm absolutely flabbergasted.
But the cloud over your name will not be lifted, really, until someone is charged and convicted with the murder of Sophie Toscan du Plantier.
That is correct.
And you've got to live with that until such time as this is resolved one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.